Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Alex Dono Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
It is the Alex Dono Show here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Streaming on the internet, WQAM.com. Tune in radio app, radio.com app. However you listen, we appreciate your patronage here tonight. 3 days from Miami versus Notre Dame. Man, this is one of those weeks. I mean, I always look forward to the weekend, but time cannot go by fast enough until Saturday. I am so pumped for number 7 versus number 3. And I feel extra optimistic about it since the crowd and the atmosphere was so great against Virginia Tech last Saturday. You know it's going to go up at least one more notch for Notre Dame. You build off the momentum of the victory from last week. You've got another night game, a bigger opponent, tougher opponent. This time you're facing number 3 instead of number 13. College game day is on your campus and in your city. I want to try and go over and catch some of that. But I'm a little bit concerned about the idea that there are allegedly going to be people waiting in line from 5 a.m. on, because that's when they open up like the waiting. You know, the show starts at 9 a.m. college game day. People will be allowed to line up as early as 5 in the morning. So if I try to roll in there at like 10:30, 11 a.m., am I going to get anywhere close to it? Because I saw the diagram that they sent out today. They're holding the college game day. It's not the biggest open area on campus. I think they chose that area by the pool, by the lake. So like between the pool and Lake Osceola, I think they chose that because it's the most picturesque setting. It's like the kind of the best way to show off the campus, but it's not the biggest open space on campus. So it's going to be jam-packed there. I'm going to try and show up on Saturday. I just don't want to show up at 5 a.m. to wait for a spot. I don't know if I'll be able to get VIP treatment because I am, you know, one of the most famous people in the world. If they'll let me to the front of the area, I'm not going to have a press credential or anything like that. Will I even be able to get close to the stage at college game day this week with the obscene sign that I'm going to, not really, but will I even be able to get close this week if people are waiting in line at 5 a.m.? Can you imagine if like your plan for the day is to like get up at 4:30 in the morning, wait in line to see college game day at 5 in the morning, and then go to the game at night and maybe not leave the stadium till midnight? That's a full day right there. And plus you tailgate in the afternoon. I know that there are some savages out there, like the Lazes from Cutler Ridge, who will be making like a 20-hour day out of that. You're going to be at college game day in the morning. You're going to wait in line at 5 a.m. You're going to go straight to the stadium to tailgate afterwards. You're going to be at the stadium till midnight. Everyone be safe and be careful, but there will be, and I mean this in a positive way, when I call someone a savage, I mean that as a positive. I don't mean that in a negative sense. When I talk about the savages who are going to make a 20-hour day out of college game day in Miami versus Notre Dame, I salute you. I salute the savages. But man, there are going to be some people lacking sleep come Sunday. At least you have to wait an extra day to watch the Dolphins in Carolina. They don't play till Monday. By the way, somebody had told me that decent turnover chains are on sale at the stadium for $40. I'd still prefer a kind stranger to let me borrow theirs instead of me actually buying one. So we'll see how that goes. 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. We get this text earlier. I haven't heard from this guy in months, the Cleveland troll. I thought he just disappeared because the Cavs are bad. But he texts in, hey, Bird Brain, your favorite Cleveland troll is back. King James and the Cavs may have gotten off to a rocky start, but don't worry. They will win the East and get Isaiah Thomas back in January. So let's go Cavs. Cleveland rocks. No, you misspelled Cleveland sucks when you said that. And okay, so right now, LeBron James, the self-proclaimed king, he seems a little bit more worried about sliding into DMs of Instagram models. This is a married man, by the way. LeBron James is more concerned with sliding into the DMs of Instagram models than he is about turning his team around. You know, I don't know if this is just because I'm like so far out of the game, like technology. Like I'm on Instagram. I check it once every month. I don't see trending topics. I had no idea who this person is. She's a hottie, though. Heidi V. Hoback is this Instagram model. Apparently, she's famous for hunting and fishing. Like, this, man, this sounds like if Channing Crowder were a single guy, watch out. This Heidi V. Hoback, she's famous for hunting and fishing, and she's a 10. It's crazy. It doesn't add up.
Well, the one thing is, Channing's told me this, he's not a huge fan of white women, so I think that's going to be a problem.
Wow, okay, you're putting him on blast for that one.
Hey, he's said it.
Okay.
Also a married man, so he has no chance.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's not even an issue. Well, okay, so this Heidi V. Hoback, beautiful white woman, I'll tell you that much. This is a follow-up from TerezOwens.com. They claim to be the ones who broke the story in the first place. I can't verify if that's true or not, but if they said it and they're on the internet, I'll believe it. But they had a follow-up to the story. There's more coming direct from the horse's mouth. Instagram model and infamous hunter and angler, Heidi V. Hoback, says that LeBron James messaged her directly on the social media site asking for some hunting lessons in exchange for some basketball tips. She said, quote, I honestly was just having a normal day for me, going over and hunting, and then this wild encounter with a buck happened, and it just so happened to be right when LeBron DM'd me, so I thought I would share that. So she claims that's why she put him on blast. BS. I almost said it there. I almost caught myself. BS. You had your finger on the dump button. I know that, Matt. I caught myself.
I heard it. I was waiting. I was about to give us like 10 seconds of silent air.
You're ready. I think that's BS, though. She knew what she was doing, but it doesn't excuse LeBron. So she says, I took to my Snapchat to share it with my followers because I thought it would be a funny story. You know, the message was pretty innocent as far as I knew. And then some of my followers informed me that he was married, which I had no clue of because I don't follow him. She reiterated. I wouldn't consider myself a fan. Which I like her already. So she's Team Petty. I like that. I wouldn't consider myself a fan, so I wasn't aware of that at all. So I guess it's been misconstrued somehow and to saying that I was calling LeBron a buck. But, you know, I don't even really know what that term means. LeBron may be in some hot water with his wife, Therese Owens added. Yeah. So he slid into the DMs. He seems more concerned with trying to send a little shout out to Heidi V. Hoback than he is about turning his basketball team around. He should be having more conversations with Dwayne Wade about the chemistry on court than he is sliding into the DMs of Heidi V. Hoback. You're a young guy, young Biff. You ever slid into the DMs?
What kind of question is that?
So yes, I'm guessing is the answer. Yeah?
Yeah, not very successful. I don't think, I highly doubt there's any guy in the world who's actually like, has an over 50% chance of sliding into the DMs. But saying that, you have to do it a minimum of 6 times. Because, you know, if you do it twice, you could get 100%, but you have to do it a minimum of 6 times.
Yeah, but you would guess, like, for somebody like LeBron James, the success rate is way higher.
Mia Khalifa kind of just showed that it's not true.
Well, yeah, but, like, here's the thing. Mia Khalifa puts a lot of people on blast. You don't know how many she's accepted. You know what I mean? Like, she may just put the guys on blast she doesn't want. Like, there may be 100 guys a day sliding into the DMs, and she exposes one per week, right? Like, you don't know how many guys are successful. You just know about the failures because those are the ones she lets you know about. I think before I was married, I think I may have tried it a couple times. But this was before you even knew that sliding into the DMs was a thing. I'm so old I was sliding into the DMs before that term even existed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking circa 2008. Twitter was barely around. You would try to slip into that DM. But there wasn't even a term for it back then. I had a 0% success rate, by the way. 0.0. But I used to do it, Matt, before the term sliding into the DMs was even
created.
You didn't
just use Facebook Messenger? That would have been like what the times would have been.
No, this was Twitter, but this was like 2008, like right when, like back in 2008, the only people on Twitter were Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore, me, and like a dozen other people. Like, this was the very early days.
So you're trying to get into to Demi Moore's DMs?
I will not confirm nor deny it. But Twitter was a very new thing back then, and I used to slide into the DMs unsuccessfully before there was even a term to describe that. But that's where LeBron James is at this point. In other basketball-related news, LiAngelo Ball, younger brother of Lonzo, I still don't understand why you're shoplifting in a foreign country. Like, what part of that sounds like a good idea to you? I don't understand it, but apparently LiAngelo Ball could face 3 to 10 years in prison in China if convicted of shoplifting. Being incarcerated is a nightmare enough if it's happening in America. The idea of spending 3 to 10 years in a Chinese prison is something I hope to never experience. This is a story. This, again, shows how old I am. AOL.com. If standard practices are applied, the three UCLA basketball players, including LiAngelo Ball. By the way, how good is it to be one of those other two players? Because every headline, starting yesterday when this story came out, every headline was LiAngelo Ball, two other UCLA players arrested for shoplifting. Like,
nobody cares at all about you.
Nobody cares about the other two guys. In fact, like, they may get lost in the shuffle of the Chinese court system. Because, LiAngelo Ball, who are these other two guys here? Don't worry about them. We got LiAngelo Ball in my courtroom.
See, my question is, obviously, his family's not helping him with any money from their reality show thing that they're doing.
LeVar Ball, by the way, says everything will be fine. So it's nice to hear that. Apparently, LeVar Ball knows more about the mainland China judicial system than the judges over there do. He says it's not a problem at all.
But do you know anything about it?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Ooh, all right.
I'm going to tell you. If standard practices are applied, the three UCLA basketball players, including LiAngelo Ball, who were arrested Tuesday in mainland China under suspicion of shoplifting, face between 3 and 10 years in prison if convicted, according to Chinese lawyers who briefed Yahoo Sports on the applicable laws. The sentencing guidelines could shift depending on the amount that the Chinese could prove was allegedly stolen. Authorities believe the player shoplifted from a Louis Vuitton store near the UCLA team hotel outside of Shanghai. The Bruins are in China to play Georgia Tech on Saturday in the season opener. The players were arrested Tuesday after local law enforcement came to the team hotel and questioned both UCLA and Georgia Tech players before taking the three away. ESPN first reported the arrests. So here's the details you were looking for. And this is apparently LeVar Ball is an expert on this. What they face now bears little resemblance to the legal system of the United States. The three men could be detained for more than a month without American-style bail before local prosecutors even decide whether to press charges. So they could be in a cell for 30 to 37 days without bail before they even decide whether to prosecute. That's crazy. The prosecutor or the lawyer said it is not uncommon for a defendant to wait 30 to 37 days before being officially indicted. And then how about this? This is the kicker. Among those indicted, Chinese prosecutors enjoy a 99.2% conviction rate, according to research. Wow. So if LiAngelo is indicted, you can kiss his at least the first part of his NBA career goodbye if he ends up spending 10 years in a Chinese prison. You think they would allow him like to play in the Chinese league to reduce his sentence? Like, you play for the Shanghai Sharks by day, you sleep in a cell by night, and then maybe, like, if he's sentenced 10 years, you put in 5 years, you help the Shanghai Sharks win a championship, they let you off for good behavior in 5 years. That could be what he's facing here. LiAngelo Ball. You know, and how dumb is it? And again, okay, maybe this is some great misunderstanding, but just the idea that you're in a foreign country and you try and shoplift from a Louis Vuitton store. It's incredibly, incredibly idiotic. And I know that a lot of times Americans overseas feel like, oh, I'm entitled to special immunity, special behavior because I'm American. I mean, you realize people in foreign countries don't want tourists coming over to their countries committing crimes, that they try to throw the book at foreigners who come over and break laws. But then the other side of it is they don't want any hassle with the American government. So let's see if Mr. Trump makes a statement on this, if this gets serious here. But LiAngelo Ball, when I first saw the story, before they said it was a Louis Vuitton store, I was thinking, okay, maybe they're at like an outdoor market somewhere, because there's a lot of outdoor markets in Asia. You know, maybe they were confused. You pick something up in an outdoor market. You don't know where you're supposed to pay for it. You walk five steps down the road. They think you're shoplifting. I thought maybe there's some kind of an understanding here, right? You know, you pick up like a snakeskin wallet at the flea market. You walk halfway down the block. You don't realize you were supposed to pay for it right there. Maybe there's confusion over the exchange rate, the American dollar to Chinese yuan. No, you're allegedly shoplifting from a Louis Vuitton store. Like, it's hard to imagine what the misunderstanding is there.
My thing would be, I don't trust it. It could be fake for all you know. I mean, in China, you never know. It could be a little shaky.
Oh, man, people are saying they were released on bail. So the Chinese lied. They do have bail.
See, LeVar Ball is an expert.
Oh, LeVar Ball made it happen. LeVar Ball made it happen, my friends. Wow. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Steve. You're on QAM. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Donna. How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Pretty good. A couple things. First, totally pumped about this game.
Oh,
no matter what, no matter what happens, it's a big moment for the Canes. I mean, game day on college campus, everything going on. The Canes fans should be proud. No matter what happens, Canes fans should be proud. Second, real fast about this. You don't send kids to a communist country to play sports.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't send them to a communist country to play sports because of their laws. All it takes is one thing to happen. I don't care if it's China or wherever. It takes one thing to happen. You don't send them there. And if you do, you have them supervised 24/7.
Right. They need to be supervised from chaperones from that country. Like, that's the only way to
right.
do it.
Right. Dude, why don't they have a chaperone going around with them from that country to make sure that things aren't, you know, that there's no confliction or anything like that? And then third, real fast, about LeBron James. Donald, if I said to you that I have a stock and there's a 50% chance you're going to lose half of everything the rest of your life and be paying the rest of your life, there's a 50% chance you might make it and you may be happy or you may at least get something out of it, would you take that stock?
No, too risky.
Yeah, then why do people take marriage, Donna? Why do people take marriage?
Well, I'm included in that, my friend. I'm included
exactly.
in that, so I don't know. The way that you frame it, I have no idea. But I love my wife, and I know that I haven't slid into any DMs since my single days. And, you know, I saw how unsuccessful I was as a single man sliding into DMs. I thought, I've got to give this marriage thing a shot. Because the single thing was not working for me, my friends. It was not working for me one bit. And now I'm my wife's problem. Man. So how come this Chinese lawyer lied about bail? You think the Chinese government is making an exception for the American tourists?
He got his sources from you, that's why.
Okay, so they're out on bail, but they're under house arrest, confined to a hotel. Can't leave. I hope they're in like the the Chinese version of Motel 6 is. Like, I hope they're not at like the Waldorf Astoria. Like, I hope they're at like some sleazebag spot. 56022 is how you reach us on the plumbers911.com text line. But please don't text and drive. Hunting and fishing, like this Instagram model, is that something you're into, Young Biff?
I like fishing a little bit. I never been hunting.
Yeah, neither have I. So maybe I should offer Heidi Hoback some radio tips in exchange for some hunting lessons. How would that go over?
I don't know if your success is going to keep on going up. I think you may stay at your zero.
I'm going to stay at 0.0. The Alex Dono Show continues next here on WQAM. It's all about the you this weekend, bitches. Cannot wait. Oh, I cannot wait. for Saturday night, 8 p.m. Dude, as soon as the Canes run through that smoke at like 7:52, whatever time that goes down, Hard Rock Stadium is going to be lit. Last week was like the pre-SAT. It was like the pop quiz before the final exam last weekend. The fans passed the test with flying colors. They showed up in droves to support then number 10 Miami against number 13 Virginia Tech. And the crowd is going to be even better. It's officially sold out for this weekend. And if you have a ticket, show up to the game, right? If you have a ticket, either show up or make sure your ticket gets sold or given to someone who will. I don't want any empty seats because some aristocrat decided they had an important yachting outing this weekend and they just didn't want to show up to the game. If you have a ticket to the game, put your ass in the seat. Be loud. Be rowdy. Support the U. Don't support Notre Dame. And if the person next to you is, like if you're sitting next to Frank Zaffrey, make sure you drown him out with your own cheers and his misery, which will intensify once Miami takes a big lead in the football game. Going to be a very interesting test for Miami's defensive front. Front four, specifically. And they will not have the services of Demetrius Jackson for the rest of the season. He's out for the year with a lower body injury, had surgery this week. And, okay, he wasn't a starter, but he was a key part of the defensive end rotation. And he was one of your better run-stopping DNs. That was really his specialty, and he was the co-leader in tackles for a loss on the team at 7.5. So you will be missing him this week, D-Jax. But between Chad Thomas and Joe Jackson and Trent Harris and Jonathan Garvin, and I think DJ Johnson is going to get some playing time this week as well, the true freshman, I think Miami's defensive end rotation is going to have enough firepower to help this team through. So I am extremely excited for it. Extremely, extremely excited. 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line is how you reach us. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. You talk about shoplifting in other countries. Okay, like China is a communist country, technically. I know that it's a lot more capitalist than it used to be, but that only intensifies how careful you need to be when you're over there. I was in Japan over the summer, which is not a communist country, and they love Americans over there. Yet I was still so careful not to break any laws. Like, I'm a neurotic, paranoid individual to begin with, but then you put me in a foreign country with a different culture and different laws. I did not touch anything on the shelves of any store for the 2 weeks that I was in Japan. I was in, like, the famous, like, market area in Tokyo, Nakano Broadway. It's like the whole thing is like a giant indoor-outdoor flea market kind of thing. I didn't touch any of the merchandise. I didn't buy anything. I didn't buy a single souvenir the entire time I was there because I was afraid of the transactions. I didn't want to get locked up in a Japanese prison. I hear they're very tough there. You remember when Bruce Wayne, Christian Bale, was in a Japanese prison before he found the flower at the top of the mountain? I think that was in Japan. It might have been somewhere else. But
I'm pretty sure that was in like the Himalayas.
Oh, yeah, it might have been in, like, Nepal or something. Yeah, you're probably right.
Come on, Donna. You're supposed to be a movie expert. You're supposed to know this stuff.
And I love Batman, too. I should have known that. Whatever it was. I didn't want to get locked up in a Japanese prison is the long and the short of it. I thought they were going to lock me in because I got yelled at a Shinto shrine. It might have been a Buddhist temple. I couldn't tell the difference. It was either a Shinto shrine or a Buddhist temple. I took a photograph, like, in, like, the restricted sacred area, which you're not supposed to do. Security guard yelled at me for taking a picture in there. I thought for sure they were locking my ass up.
And I'm pretty sure Marty Smith went out there and just completely lied about being like this really important camera crew and stuff like that, going to and cut everybody on the Great Wall of China.
Right, exactly. I don't want anything like that to happen, though. They should have sent me to Shanghai with LiAngelo Ball. I would have made sure these guys didn't do anything wrong. I would have made sure they stayed out of trouble. Miami Heat, by the way, a nice little early lead in Phoenix, 24-13. The Heat lead the Phoenix Suns. Got 9 points from Goran Dragic. Nice to see the Dragon being an early part of the Heat success. Hassan Whiteside in the starting lineup, of course, tonight. 8 points. How many rebounds? Only 2 rebounds so far. No block shots yet, so hopefully he can get a triple-double with blocks here tonight. But the Heat are in front now, 26-13 in the land of the rising sun. Now, that would be Japan. They're in Phoenix here tonight. Miami, Notre Dame. Oh, Texie writes in, have you seen Thor Ragnarok? What did you think? I haven't seen it yet. It's going to take a little while because this time of year, very hard for me to see movies because I'm pretty much working 7 days a week, 24/7 with all the college football covering Dolphins games. So I'm not sure when I'm going to see it, but it is going to happen at some point. Randall Thrill Hill will talk some Canes, Notre Dame, with a huge part of that rivalry next here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.